and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Granting Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. As you begin to listen to this tape, I want you to take a couple of seconds to simply absorb my next statement. Flat rate pricing is going to become the standard of the industry. Not might, not could become, not suggested. The statement was, is going to become the standard of the industry. Why? Simple. It is currently the only system contractors have available to get their hourly rates up to where they need to be to provide the kind of service today's customer demands. You may choose to be a leader or you may choose to be a follower, but the end result is the same. Before long, your company will be on a flat rate system. Our speaker is well qualified to give you an overview of the flat rate pricing. Gary Mears was an HVAC contractor in Phoenix, Arizona from 1973 to 1998 when he resigned to join the Schaefer management staff as VP of Sales and Marketing. Gary has also served on the board of directors of the Arizona Heat Pump Association and is the past president of the Blue Energy Institute of Arizona. In 1988, Gary and Bob Schaefer teamed up to develop what has become one of the top flat rate pricing systems in the industry. In addition to Gary's work as VP of Schaefer Systems, he also writes articles for trade journals and presents seminars on flat rate pricing. If you are not already on flat rate pricing, listen closely to this tape. If you are already on flat rate pricing, you will pick up some important tips on how to use it profitably. By the way, we have a special members-only bonus offer enclosed with this tape. We're overstocked with past tapes and need to reduce our inventory. Enclosed, you will find an order form for Tape of the Month members only that allows you to purchase as many past tapes as you wish for only $5 each. That is a 70% savings. Order now while supplies last. Now, let's listen to Gary.
Why flat rate pricing? Do you find yourself spending too much time putting out fires and at the end of the month wondering, is it all worth it? When you view your monthly statement and see little or no profit? Can you imagine what your company would be like if you could profit by design, not by accident? Have a customer-friendly approach? Have a technician-friendly method? An effective tool for selling maintenance agreements? Have an effective tool to help the service technician sell additional equipment, have fewer collection problems, and present a professional image. Flat rate pricing is no longer the beginning of a new generation of service contractors. It is rapidly becoming the standard of the industry. Properly done, flat rate pricing will ensure all customers are treated fairly, technicians are compensated fairly for good workmanship, and the company makes a profit on the work it does. One of the first things we have to change is we have to become profitable. And I don't mean 3 or 4% profits our industry has seen for so many years. For the investments you have in your companies, you're entitled to a much higher profit. Don't you agree? You have read about flat rate pricing for several years. Now is the time to stop reading about this and start implementing it in your company. Your company's greatest asset is your customer base, so why confuse them? When you have complaints, aren't most of them related to labor charges? When a customer asks, what is your hourly rate, the last thing they want to hear is a list of various independent charges, such as travel or truck charge, plus labor and material. Instead, why not respond, we charge by the job, not by the hour? And watch your sales and customer satisfaction soar. To be successful as we move into the 21st century, three things have to happen. The customer has to win, the technician has to win, and the company has to be profitable. The customer has to feel confident that they are getting competent service at a fair price and they are not being ripped off. By quoting a diagnostic charge, not an hourly rate, the technician has to accomplish his task without the pressure of the customer on his back. He must feel he is being paid a fair wage for doing this. The company has to win by being profitable. If the company is not profitable, it will not stay in business very long. To ensure we stay profitable, we need to get paid what the job is worth, not how long it takes to do it. Doing work on the time and material makes this harder to do. One of the big problems with time and material is the better we train and equip our technicians, the less money the company makes. When we flat rate a job, we figure the average time it takes to do the job. Thus, we are getting paid what the job is worth, not how long it takes to do it. The first thing we must do is find out what it costs an hour to open our doors. Once you have done this, you can add a profit you want to make and establish a fair labor rate to make you profitable. To start this, we need to stop using the Yellow Pages as our labor pricing guide. So how do I know what hourly rate I should charge? Base your hourly rates on your company's overhead and cost. Don't charge based on what your competitors charge. You have to know your own hourly costs, not the competitors. The average hourly rate in my area is $50 per hour, and I can't charge any more or will lose all my customers. Does that sound familiar? For years, we have set our hourly rate by what the competition charges. Once or twice a year, contractors will call the competitors as if they're a customer looking for service to see what their rates are. In most cases, the thinking has been, if I charge a few dollars less than my competitors, I will get more business. This is true to a degree, but you may go broke quicker. It seems like we've been trying to see who can charge the lowest rates without going out of business or making a profit. Use your diagnostic charge as your visible price. By quoting a diagnostic charge, not an hourly rate, you will keep more first-time callers. When we quote an hourly rate, truck charge, mileage charge, show-up charges, we confuse the customer and also make the technician's job much more difficult. When the customer is under the impression he's going to pay $30 service charge and it ends up being $50 or $60 due to adding all the charges together, we have an unhappy customer and a frustrated technician. Quote them a diagnostic charge that includes getting technicians to the job and troubleshooting the system. Then the customer is not confused and knows exactly what he is to pay, making it easier on the technician because he will not have to hassle with the customer. What's the customer's barometer to perceive value? In the past, it has been our street rates. That's the only thing we've given them to compare companies with. Many have low prices of $35 an hour, which is far below cost in most service companies. How do we get around this? When a customer asks, what is your hourly rate? We simply reply, we charge by the job, not by the hour. To do this, we have to establish an hourly rate based on our cost. We don't want to grab a price out of the air and end up with a price that's so high we're ripping the customer off, or price so low that we're losing money. We need to establish what our hourly costs are and base our rates on that. Customer confidence. Using our flat rate pricing book and letting the customer know up front what the cost is going to be gives us a professional image. It also eliminates surprises to the customer by him knowing up front what all the charges will be. It will also increase maintenance agreement sales by the customer being able to see in black and white the actual difference between the standard rate and the best value price of the maintenance agreement. It is my belief that if we give the technicians detailed information in his flat rate book to show the customer what we will be doing for the price, we can eliminate a lot of confusion and misunderstandings. We don't want the customer to feel they're being gouged or ripped off. We want the customer to see the value they're getting for the money they are spending. By the technician knowing what materials and how much labor we have actually figured into the job, this will allow us to price the job more accurately without having so many unknowns in it for the technician. The more detail we can give the technician on a particular task, the better he or she will be able to perform their job in a more professional manner. We don't want to come across to the customer that we are trying to hide something or deceive them. This will get us into trouble every time. We need to be able to help our technicians in the field as much as possible to give them the detailed instructions as how we want the job done. In doing so, this will relieve pressure on both the customer and the technician. The customer knows how much it's going to cost. He is not worrying while the technician is doing the repair as to how long it's going to take and how much it's going to cost him. Putting more pressure on the technician because the customer is watching over his shoulder and watching his watch all the time. It takes the pressure off the technician and allows him to do his job properly in a reasonable time frame, which in turn reduces callbacks. So what flat rate pricing program should I use? There are a number of ways to do flat rate pricing. One is we can do it yourself. You can create a flat rate program of your own utilizing an Excel spreadsheet or a word processor. This can be time consuming and difficult to keep updated. We can utilize a subscription service, which we can supply them with our labor rates and our markups, and they will print us our books and send them to us. We will need to subscribe to an ongoing updating service with them, which will either be a monthly fee or an annual fee. Third, we have software. Software puts management in control. It's the big difference between them and the rest. Don't know too many contractors who don't want to have control over the things in their company that control their profits. With software, you have the ability to add scenarios, modify them as you see fit, change your labor rates whenever, and print an additional price book. And you pay a one-time charge for these software programs. Let's discuss a few of the questions that are most commonly asked when someone is thinking about going to flat rate pricing. Isn't flat rate pricing just another way to gouge the customer? No, properly done, it is not. Just as with time and material, if a contractor is going to be dishonest, he will find a way to do it with flat rate pricing also. How do I charge for my travel time and troubleshooting? Establish a competitive diagnostic charge. This is determined by the average travel time and the average time it takes to troubleshoot the system for your company. Then with the support of your flat rate pricing book, the technician then selects the repair that best matches the solution to the problem. This flat rate job contains your new labor rate to cover overhead and profit, or use your existing labor rate if your profits are where you want them to be. Do I waiver my diagnostic charge if I do the work? This is up to you. Many companies have a diagnostic charge printed on their invoice and simply add it to the repairs that are being done. Other companies elect to include the diagnostic charge within their job scenarios. And then thirdly, companies will choose to waiver the diagnostic charge if they do the repairs. How will I pay my technicians? Just as you are paying them now. When changing to flat rate pricing, I would not recommend you change your present method of paying your technicians. This can be changed later once the technicians are comfortable with the flat rate pricing. Don't make too many changes at once. Once you have been doing flat rate pricing for a while and everyone is comfortable with it, then you can introduce some incentive programs. One of the benefits of flat rate pricing is you have control of the pricing and that the incentives are based on. Does flat rate pricing really cut down on customer complaints? Yes, it does. Most of the complaints a service department gets are usually labor-related, such as technician shouldn't have been here that long, he wasn't here that long, we shouldn't have to pay travel time. You've all heard these types of complaints in the past. With a diagnostic charge, you tell the customer, after diagnosing the system, how much it will cost before we start the repairs. This stops the clock watching. The customer is no longer worried about the time or how much the cost are going to be. Since the customer already knows the cost, your technician is not under as much pressure, and this will help reduce callbacks. Will flat rate pricing increase my profits? In most cases, yes. Flat rate pricing allows you to charge the hourly rate you need to make a profit without the customer actually seeing your hourly rate when you quote material and labor together. One of the big problems with the customer seeing your hourly rate is they usually don't realize all the hidden cost in getting a technician to the door. Many of the times the customers compare your hourly rate with what they are making. Will I lose customers when I go to flat rate pricing? No, you will find customers really like knowing the price up front. What is the biggest problem when switching to flat rate pricing? The fear of the unknown. Your biggest problem will be your technician's resistance if you don't take the time to explain flat rate pricing to them and show them how it will make their job easier. Some employees will always resist any change you make, but most will adjust and become real supporters of flat rate pricing. This can be done easily by just keeping them informed as to what you're doing prior to going to flat rate pricing. Spend time training them. Explain why you're going to it and the benefits of it. Technicians don't like surprises, most of all changes. Switching to flat rate pricing is a major change for them. This change can be done very easily if the technician is informed. How does a printed manual help me sell more maintenance agreements? By showing the price in the manual in black and white of your standard price and your best value price, which would be the price of your maintenance agreements, the customer can see the actual savings by purchasing a maintenance agreement with you. What if a scenario is not in the book? You then use a field scenario sheet to build the job scenario up in the field and then quote the customer a price for doing that particular task. Once it's done, the sheet can be turned in with the invoice and management can make a decision whether to add it to your books or not. How does flat rate pricing help increase my cash flow? When the technician has the pricing available to him in the field to allow him to quote his pricing while he's on the job site, he can collect for more jobs, thus increasing your cash flow and cutting down on office time of sending out billings and pricing invoices in the office. How do I charge for special parts that are not on my truck? You can do this in a number of ways. One, you can add a percentage to all of your parts to your markup table and spread it out over all your service calls. Or you can establish a standard special part pickup charge and just add that as a scenario into your job task. How can I get consistent pricing for the same job for all of my customers? With a flat rate pricing, each technician will be charging the same price for each job, no matter where he's at in your town. This particularly works well when you're doing service for multiple location clients with utilizing different technicians. Each job would be the same price no matter which technician did it, thus cutting down complaints from property management. Should I quote prices over the phone? No, you can't quote prices on something you can't see. The only price you should quote over the phone is your diagnostic charge. Do I still quote hourly rates on some jobs? Yes, you may have some jobs that you'll need to quote an hourly rate on. But whenever possible, we need to turn that into a flat rate job and quote the customer a price up front. We do not want to go back and forth between flat rate and time and material, or we're setting ourselves up for failure. How does the flat rate pricing help the technician? The technician will not have to explain all the charges, such as travel time, trip charge, truck charge, first 30 minutes on the job, and so forth. If he only has to deal with the diagnostic charge, that eliminates a variety of charges. When the customer knows the cost, the technician can show him the price already pre-printed, thus eliminating having to add up and put together pricing in the field and making mathematical mistakes in addition. He is out there to make a repair. He quotes the customer a price. He or she has accepted it and won't worry about how long the technician is there. Plus, the technician won't have to worry about the customer standing behind him with his stopwatch timing him, thus eliminating rushing and callbacks. How does flat rate pricing help when I have a callback? We all have callbacks from time to time, and as you know, callbacks can be very costly, both in dollars and in customer satisfaction. Usually we have a callback because we did not diagnose the problem correctly the first time because we were rushing to get done with that particular call. For an example, if we went out and we replaced the condenser fan motor, a week later we get a call the system is down again. We go back out, we find the contactor is burned up on the system, and we should have caught this the first time we were out there. So now in time and material, we would go down and we'd tell the customer his contactor was defective, and we'd have a discussion that they felt they shouldn't have to pay anything because we were just out there, which the customer should just pay for the amount of labor and time that we would have been there the first time. So with flat rating, we make this an easy task for the service tech. He goes in and he lets the customer know that the contactor is defective. He should have found it the last time he was out there, but he did overlook it. So we'll waiver our diagnostic charge, and he will open his book up and show the price to replace that contactor. And we've given him the diagnostic charge, so we've eliminated that. So we eliminated one of the hassles with that customer. Now the customer sees that the contactor price is going to cost him X number of dollars to be replaced. The diagnostic charge is waived, so he's happy. Goes ahead, has us do the repair, pays us our money, which we are entitled to, and we've waived the diagnostic charge, which we are not entitled to. So now we have a satisfied customer. The company is happy because they haven't lost as much money on that job. Now we're going to flat rating. The one thing that we want to be sure we do is train all of our personnel, not just our service technicians. Flat rating is a change for our entire organization, so we need to make sure everyone is up to speed on what we're doing and how we're doing it. Billing will need to know because their invoices are going to come through without pricing on them. And depending on what computer system you're using, they'll need to know how to handle them once you get them in the office. So telephone CSRs will need to know how to handle the customers and explain that we charge by the job, not by the hour. So we need to start off by explaining to all of our employees that flat rate pricing is simply quoting a customer a single specific price for a given job instead of an hourly rate plus materials. We're still going to do the same quality work as we've always done. We're just going to make it easier on our customers and our technicians. So in conclusion, why flat rate pricing? Because it's a win for the customer, it's a win for the technician, and it's a win for the service company. And I thank you.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our website provides a detailed schedule of coming full-day seminars. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it is also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. One last reminder, send in your order for past tapes as soon as possible. At $5 a tape, supplies will not last long. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.